He's breaking chains in the lives of people. He's stepping into battle as the lion of the tribe of Judah.
The burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. For this purpose was the Son of Man manifested, that he might untie Everyone that has been tied by the devil. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please sit down. Psalm 105, verse 12, all the way to verse 15. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he rebuked or reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Preserved and protected by the anointing. Our subject for tonight's anointing service and preservation service. Preserved and protected by the anointing. The anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. Is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. But beyond that, the anointing is God's tool for the protection and the preservation of his people. God's tool for the protection and the preservation of his people. We live in a world of flying arrows. We live in a world of very extreme wickedness. The world of killers, the world of kidnappers, the world of terrorists, the world of robbers, a world of men and women whose hearts appear to be more terrible than the heart of the devil. In this kind of world, you don't leave yourself vulnerable. In this kind of world, there is something God provided for his people. It is called the anointing. When David mourned for Saul, what pained David was that Saul died as if the anointing was not effective. In 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 21, he said, ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offering, for there the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away. The shield that was the defense of Saul departed as though he had not been anointed with oil. Anointed people don't die like chicken. The shield of Saul had been vilely cast away as though he had not been anointed with oil. In our place they say elephant child does not suffer convulsion. Why are you convulsing as if it's not oil that is on your head? Why are you dying of hunger as if lion is not your father? Why are you dying like that as if the Almighty God had not laid his hands upon you? The shield of Saul was cast down as though he had not been anointed with oil. Yours cannot be cast down like that because we knew what happened to Saul. Saul consulted familiar spirit.
Saul departed from the God of Israel and went to consult an occultist. He went to consult a native doctor. He went to consult a witch doctor. And plus one minus one equals zero. So whatever was upon the head of Saul was nullified by his encounter with the witch doctor, with the occultic power. But let it be clear to somebody here, when you are anointed, you are too anointed to be wasted by the devil. The shield of Saul was cast down as though he had not been anointed with oil. Three things very quickly that statement means to us. Number one, the anointing forbids careless death. The anointing forbids careless death. It forbids death like chicken. You can be anointed of God, anointed and carry his oil on your head, and perish like chicken. It forbids careless death. Number two, the anointing forbids defeat and destruction in war. When you carry the anointing of God upon your life, you are not meant to be wasted in battle. It forbids destruction. It forbids defeat and destruction in battle. Irrespective of what that battle is, whether it's the battle with witches and wizards, or whether it's the battle with the forces of your father's house, or the battle in the main battlefield, it forbids defeat and destruction in battle. Number three, it means that the anointing forbids perishing in the hands of your enemy. That is, when the oil of God is upon your life, you are not permitted to perish in the hands of those who want you dead. You are not permitted to die in the hands of those who want you dead. You are not permitted to be. You are not permitted for their predictions to come to pass regarding your life or their determinations. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? And I stand here anointed with fire to declare to somebody, you cannot die like chicken. Nobody related, connected, associated with you shall die a careless death. Shall die stray bullet death, armed robbery death, kidnapper death. Nobody shall die like chicken here. Nobody shall die a wasted death here. Nobody shall die a useless death here. You are saying amen? Say it like a believer. I announce by the prophetic and apostolic mandate upon my life, you will not be a victim of battle. You will not be a victim of war. It doesn't matter the warfare that is around your life now. Or you are in the physical warfare as a member of the Nigerian Armed Forces. I announce to you, that war shall not consume you. You will consume that war. Somebody say the loudest amen. And I announce to somebody, you will not die in the hands of your enemies. You will not die in the hands of those who want you dead. Those who want you dead cannot celebrate your death. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. No matter how drowsy the dog is, how sleepy it is, it does not mistakenly lie down on the bed of a lion. No level of sleep worries it. And he said, I was so sleepy, I fell asleep on lion's bed. That is to wake up in lion's stomach. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? No demonic vagabond, no satanic killer or agent of the devil shall sacrifice your blood to demons. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. One army officer in our midst came before he went for his posting to the northeast. And the bottle of oil was blessed for him. You know who I'm talking about. And he went for the operations. Several times they would be ambushed. He would come out unscratched. He said that bottle of oil was his cream. He rubbed it in the morning. If it was going to finish, he would recharge it. Couple of times the bullet will come through the camouflage on one side, come out on the other side without passing through his body. I hear what I'm saying here. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Every mad dog that is ready to die, looking for you and your family and your loved ones, they shall die like chicken. They shall die like chicken. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. We have seen time after time. You heard the story of the young man during the convention. When he built the house for his mother and his parents, dug boreholes and did several things, went home to commission, and then the wizard, since the day they knew him, if he came out to greet anybody with a handshake, that was death confirmed. He had never missed once. So he saw that this young man was coming, and he told the parents, said, I am coming to visit your son. He said the mother has started crying already. His friends had come to try to see how they can escape him away. His father was begging him to leave the house. He said, you people, calm down. You don't know where I'm coming from. He wore a dress. The dress he wore the day I hugged him, he wore that dress. He went and put it on. He said, let the bastard come. He will know that not every meat is an edible meat. Not every mushroom is an edible mushroom. There are killer mushrooms. I'm sure you are aware of that. There are mushrooms that people have eaten and they died. So he was coming for a killer meat. He brought his hand to shake the hands of this young man. The man said, his handshake is too small. Let me hug you. Bam. That was how the man went home that day. And in the evening, he called his people. He said, I realize I have made a mistake. The day did not break. He reported to hell by direct entry. The day could not break. He reported to hell by direct entry. Because when you deliberately hug transformer, that is vibrating and carry current, you won't live to tell the story. Am I speaking to somebody here? I prophesy to somebody, whether you are here or you are watching, I decree today, your preservation is confirmed. Hear me right now. Anybody planning your death, planning your harm, planning your hurt, they will begin to die one by one. Until they realize that not everybody is wasteable. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. And for every devil looking for anybody here, hear this word. Jacket to cabadas, la quasa quatatas, lede paratasa, e kukibe vege dadala, la tego ataratasa da zeke de kia, sha! Zoratata. Understand and interpret. Shabash. Likwas. Zeketeke dabadadadalayahasho. Lokwate bekete yotwama. Lite zurite kibagayas. Sa kalokaratasa. Take your seat. The anointing forbids careless death. The anointing forbids defeat and destruction in the midst of war. The anointing forbids perishing in the hands of your enemy. Those who want you dead can't rejoice over you. Their expectations can't come to pass. Their predictions can't come to pass. They will watch like they watched Paul the apostle when the serpent bit him. They will watch until they change their minds. They will watch until they begin to fail and faint and expire one after the other. Somebody shout power! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. After David was anointed, his own experience showed that he became absolutely indestructible. Samuel anointed him in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 13. And from that day on, he became the proverbial cat that had 9 lives. You thought you are finishing here, he's coming from another angle. He saw Goliath, he pulled him down. Carried Goliath's sword, cut his head. He stood in the front of Saul. Saul pierced him with javelin. He hit the wall again. He hit the wall. Until one day he caught Saul and cut Saul's cloth. Say, my father, why are you looking for me? I could have killed you yesterday. But who can stretch his hands against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? You are going to perish, but not by my hand. If you continue like this, you are surely going to perish, but it will not be my hand. It won't be by my hand. You will enter war and not come out. Your day will come to perish, but not through my hand. I can finish you any day, but that is not my calling. My calling is to finish enemies, not masters. Oh, my calling is to finish enemies, not masters. There are those who feel anointed to finish their masters. But that is a dangerous anointing that has a terrible boomerang effect. Are you hearing? Amalekites came, he whipped them. Philistines came, he buried them in mass. Family enemies. Absalom in conspiracy. He said, anybody can die, but please spare the young man for my sake. No matter how he's my son. But the wood killed Absalom because he went against his father. Nature fights those who fight divine order. The wood hung his hair while the donkey was riding the wood, the tree, cut his hair. And he was in between heaven and earth. Heaven rejected him. Earth rejected him. A man saw him and said, I saw Absalom hanging in the air. Another one said, what did you do to him? He said, nothing. He said, don't waste my time, my friend. And shot 3 darts into his soul. Even the donkey under him ran away. Everything rejects and fight those who fight order. It's a message for another day. But David was practically unfinishable. Why? Oil was on his head. There are people here tonight. What is coming upon your head? There is no human being that will take the credit that they were the one who ushered you out of this life. You didn't hear what I just said. No human being will take the credit. that they were the ones that ushered you from this life. No human being, whether it's a witch or a wizard or a killer, will take the credit that they were the ones that escorted you out of this life. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets not. Did you hear what I just said? No human being shall take the credit. That they were the reason why you couldn't fulfill your days. That they were the reason why you couldn't fulfill your assignment. That they were the reason why you couldn't become what God wants you to become. No human being shall take the credit. Look at your neighbor and say, when it is time to go, when it is time to go, I will go by God's timing, but not by man's hand. No human being, no matter how cunning, no matter how wicked, no matter how diabolic, shall take the glory. For Jesus said, no man taketh my life from me. No man can have the power to take it from me. No man taketh. No man can glory and boast. He said, I have the power to lay it down and have the power to take it up again. When they look for you next time, their weapons will be turned against each other. Their weapons will be turned against each other. Their weapons will be turned against each other. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Lift up your right hand and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I believe that no man, no woman under heaven with breath in their nostril, not one can deprive me of my own breath when they have their own. No man can deprive me of my own breath when they have their own. When they are enjoying their own breath, they can't deprive me of my. Anybody who wants death, let him die. Let them die. Look at somebody by the side. Say, when it is time to go, nobody shall take the glory for my exit out of this life. If Jesus tarries, I am going in ripe old age. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Something is happening here tonight. What does the anointing do? Number one, the anointing places the seal. Are you ready for this? The anointing places the seal of divine untouchability. Divine untouchability. The anointing makes a person to be divinely untouchable. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets not. The anointing marks you out as untouchable. It just marks you out. When you are passing, it says, touch not, touch not, touch not. Touch him, I touch you. Touch him, I touch you. He suffered no man to do them wrong. So if you want to suffer, touch him. The only way you won't suffer is when you don't do them wrong. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? It's like a signboard on a plot of land. No trespass. When the anointing is on your life is a no-go area. No trespass. Some ancient singers used to say, Satan, no parking. My life is a danger zone. Satan, no parking. My life is a danger zone. Ele, Satan, no parking. My life is a danger zone. Satan,
No parking. My life. Personally, I don't know the number of people that have reported to hell on account of my life. I don't know the account. You see, one lady, the witches gathered together and said, Physica, since you joined that church, your pastor killed our mother. The mother was the head of witchcraft. We are going to a town for crusade. And the witches gathered together. And they say, this man that is coming is going to deliver our captives. What shall we do? Their leader told them, is it your captives that is bothering you? What of your own life? Is it your captives that is of concern to you? What of your own life? Will you survive? This particular night, it shall be clear to somebody by revelation that your life is a no-go area. And every devil and their agents that have been daring your life, tonight is their expiry date, except they repent. Take your seat. The anointing places the seal of divine untouchability. Number two, the anointing, divine untouchability on the life of the anointed. To complete that, on the life of the anointed. Number two, the anointing releases the power of God into the life of the anointed. First one is a seal. The next one is raw power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. The anointing just releases the power of God on the life of the anointed. And this power is needed to tackle confrontations. You know, in primary school, if you don't have power, when they are looking for trouble, you'll be going. See, your mother's head is big. It's true. I can't fight you. Your father has Caleb. Well, no problem. He will just be going. But when you have some strength and some muscle and some chest, you say, see your father. Say, whose father? Whose father? Hey! You cannot become victimized if you are powerized. You are not a victim of witchcraft, a victim of occult power, a victim of wicked forces. The anointing of God releases upon you the power of God, and the power of God makes you to cause exploits. In the kingdom of darkness, you are not exploited, you are the one exploiting them. Number three. The anointing places the horn of victory on the head of the anointed. Horn. My horn shall thou exalt like that of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Psalm 92 and in verse 10. The anointing positions the horn. Horn of victory on the head of the anointed. I heard a proverb some time ago that God does not give bad animals horn. That is brutal, very ruthless animals like lion. It is hornless. Like all the cheetahs and all the tigers. But here you are, the brother of the lion of the tribe of Judah, because the brother of the lion is a lion, and now he says, your horn shall be exalted. So imagine yourself as a lion with horn. Just multiply dangerous, multiply dangerous, multiply dangerous. If you roar with your mouth and catch them with your teeth, you suffocate them and block the jugular vein.
If you use your head, you give them intestinal and abdominal injuries, and they bleed to death. That is, you are doubly and multiply dangerous. The anointing increases your dangerosity index. It increases your dangerosity index. The degree of your dangerousness multiplies by the anointing.
Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, 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 hola. Hola, 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 hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, 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 hola. Ay, 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 hola, 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 hola,
the shout of praise, take your seat. In the realm of the physical, nobody sees your horn. But in the realm of the spirit, demons see the horn. Demons see the horn. And they will realize that they are not the only ones that are horned. We have superior straight horn. The horn of the unicorn is sent and straight. Very piercing. Once it goes.
That is instant. Am I communicating at all? So tonight, you are about to be anointed and you are about to be dangerized.
Number four, the anointing
creates the atmosphere of divine presence around the life of the anointed.
The atmosphere of divine presence around the life of the anointed. And you know, that the presence of God forbids the occurrence of disaster. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That is choice. I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. Thou art with me. The anointing establishes the presence of God around your life. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. God with him. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The presence of God forbids the occurrence of disaster. It forbids the manifestation of evil. It forbids the triumph of evil. The presence of God. Mad. Matter how mad the madman is, you don't pursue a child into the presence of his father. Otherwise, you see superior madness that day. Superior madness, that day you see it. That you are mad, mad, mad. You pursue the child until the child reaches the presence of his father. You are still pursuing. You will know who is madder. The presence of God forbids the madness of the devil. It forbids the madness of the devil. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Number five,
the anointing is the seal of preservation fire. Jaco alaparati ekekezuko na manatashi. La kuatetu anana gazi atofe tuzo manadali tuzo. Ojondo breni mina kazaka laya na menosoproto tuzo manana gazi. Te Kristen not leave you constantly and being don't go blind and shall attend me, but or a total on the vehicle like a can and I tell you, but a cocoon is like and they get it was a lot. And then you know, a lot of fine and catholic lady and a total city, you shall have a rototos and gambanto, alpentos and etila, electonana and a gago toson to or a totos on a tecletia, elefia dodo sonotlatia and a cacasana, and then don't do you know, oh to my god, the elitia, elepio totos on a clan and then the lototi, a sintanto la bandaniana, a tesuti bigalatio so pretty, a ketia latito fusu cabala, jalate terita cacaloto mana gadiatitisa, a kawata manato latigalanando, or yondele piatis and notileca, a sendo sinana, a latino, o shombe fandia calutata, zeshi tuki pia kuku amanatasi, lefi tuzi, a kiata safia kugumasha livia, zandondilla, angombon. He said, if you have not heard, you should hear that he said the Lord shall be a wall of fire round about his people. He said, and that fire was what carried, what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego carried. And when they stepped into the fire, there was a fire that was superior to that fire. And the lesser fire lost its power. By the ministry of the consuming fire, you are not permitted to be suffocated and roasted like chicken. So there are fires and there are fires. And this fire is superior to the fire, to every fire of the enemy. Get ready. Get ready, somebody. Because this fire of divine protection, this fire of divine preservation, this fire that was hotter than the flame of Nebuchadnezzar is coming around your life tonight. And this fire shall deliver you from their fire. You believe it? Shout the loudest, amen. This is the meaning of the whole point. Anyone looking for the anointed enters the fire. The fire you carry is hot enough to roast from a distance those who look for you. When the anointing of God is upon your life, while that tongue was going on, he was showing me the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego scenario. They couldn't be burned. They couldn't be roasted. They couldn't be set on fire. They could, because they carried the fire that dissolved that local Nebuchadnezzar fire. Whatever the enemy is carrying to hurt you, when they come around the fire of God around your life, they shall be roasted. Acts chapter 3 verse 11. Matthew 3, 11. The Holy Ghost and fire. Everywhere you see the anointing, it is the Holy Ghost. And where you see the Holy Ghost, you see fire. Luke 3, 16, the same thing. What does the anointing do for you? Number 6. The anointing brings the voice of divine direction. Don't go out today. Don't follow that vehicle. Give that so-called friend distance. Because we have an unction from the Holy One. 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 20. And we know all things. The anointing brings that the voice of direction. And direction forbids disaster. Direction averts destruction. Direction forbids even destruction. The anointing. After today, somebody shall receive direction. Direction. If it is tomorrow, you are to enter the vehicle that will destroy you. The vehicle that will take you to the park will not work. On the highway, disaster will clear before you reach there.
or the vehicle will stop before you reach the disaster. In the name of Jesus. Finally, so we can begin to pray. Number 7, the anointing imparts violent, rugged faith and boldness. Violent, rugged faith and boldness. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. He said, for God has not given us the spirit or the anointing to fear, but of power, of boldness, of audacity, of ruggedness, of love, and of a sound mind. And I'm not talking the way I'm talking now, by natural ruggedness. Outside the pulpit and outside preaching, at times you will find it hard to get a discussion out. But when the oil begins to boil, who no no go no. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The Bible says, above all, carrying the shield of faith. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. So faith is a shield. It's your defense. Your life is shielded by your faith. And your faith can be anointed by the anointing of God. Isaiah chapter 21 verse 5. He said, anoint the shield. Prepare the table. Watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink, arise, ye princes. And do what? That's right. Faith can receive oil. Audacity can receive unction. Anoint the shield. We are here tonight to anoint the shield. We are here tonight to trigger violent faith. To trigger rugged faith. To trigger boldness. And you know, when fear dies, Satan's activity loses power. Violent, audacious faith. Somebody here get now, and God told me this before I came in for the service, that there is a spirit of fear that will die out of somebody here tonight. He said it is like a garment, it's like a cloak that someone that you are wearing. You move in fear, you live in fear, you sleep in fear, you wake in fear, you travel in fear, you journey in fear. Ay, 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 ay. You know what happened to Jehu in 1 Samuel, 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 1. And Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophets and said unto him, get up thy loins and take this box of oil in thine hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. When you come thither, look out there, Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise up from among his brethren and carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head. And say, thus saith the Lord, I have anointed the king over Israel. Then open the door and on your mark, get set, flee. Tarry not. Why? Why don't you wait so that Jehu can say congratulations? No, it's a rugged boiling oil. It's a slayer's anointing. If you don't run, the sword may start with you. He may mistakenly begin execution. Because the moment the oil came upon Jehu, he left quickly and said, everybody who is on the Lord's side, come, let's go. He rode the chariot on the spot. Not the next hour, not the next minute, not the next second. He rose on the spot in the direction of Ahab and Jezebel. He started moving. Kitika, 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 kitika. Jezebel looks from the window. I said, who is coming? One of the men said, I don't know who it is. But the driving of the man is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi. But he driveth furiously.
And the man came and said, are you for peace? He said, what have you got to do with peace? As long as the demonic Jezebel is in power, turn and follow me. The messenger of the queen followed the man, changed sides on the spot. He sent another one and said, who is on? Are you for peace? He said, what have you got? Tell that wizard, witch, what have you got to do with peace? As long as your sorceries have corrupted the land, turn and follow me. When she saw, he saw Jezebel in person. Jezebel began to give a proverb. So and so person who fell against his master had the, and he just eyed two of the eunuchs standing with Jezebel. Just eyed them. That is, if you don't do my bidding now, I catch you, you are dead. The two of them lifted her from up, threw her headlong. She scattered on the floor. And nobody could say, here is Jezebel. Because her body pieced. And the dogs licked her blood. At the same place they licked the blood of Naboth the Jezreelite. According to the prophecy of the Lord. That the way they licked Naboth's blood, Jezebel's blood shall be licked up like that. And the body parts of Jezebel cannot be found. So that nobody may say, here is Jezebel. Just disappear. That is the Jehuic anointing. Stand up on your feet. It turns people violent. It turns people rugged. It makes the to become the pursuit. Mashakoko bagadagaga. Rugged, aggressive, audacious. If they meet you in the dream, you finish them. If they meet you in the physical, you finish them. Any realm they meet you, you finish them. Somebody shout power. Desperate times require drastic oil. Require very, very drastic oil. Dangerous times require dangerous oil. Require dangerous oil. Require dangerous anointing. Requires dangerous grace. We are in the days where individuals will surrender gunmen with bare hands. Turn about to the bush. Begin to shoot one another now. If death is good, start with yourself. Well, in those days, lift your hands and lift your voice. Mashato kobagadagaga. Lepereto sakabalabalala. How many of us are here trusting God for that violent oil, that rugged oil, that brutal oil, that ferocious oil? Open your mouth and speak to God. Something aggressive, something violent, something ferocious. It's coming upon you. Any other name? Just give me 1 minute. In Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute. I see God wearing people spiritual military uniform tonight, and equipping people with different arms and ammunition in the realm of the spirit, of the spiritual type. You will finish them in the night. Before they try to approach you in the daytime. And when you sight them around you, it shall be a walkover. Somebody shout power! And for as many as will not allow our lands to rest, our lands in Africa, in Nigeria, in Cameroon, in Kenya, in wherever you are, you will begin to kill one another one by one. Your weapons shall be turned against each other. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. What is the secret of this oil? I like to say that a bottle of oil, even though it is prophetic, it is highly symbolic. It is symbolic of the reality. That is, there are things to do to make the oil real. Otherwise, you are carrying it just like a man is carrying charm. The bottle of oil is not charm. It's not talisman.
It's not even chemistry. It is spiritual mystery. It is his mystery. Am I communicating at all? There are things to do to amplify the power of that anointing on your life. Number one is the revelation of the word. Nothing releases the oil like insight. The more insight you have, the more oil will flow. Paul the apostle was easily the most anointed of all the apostles. Easily. Handkerchiefs and aprons left his body. The only thing that demarcated Paul from the others was insight. He talked about the abundance of revelation. Abundance of revelation. Insight that Peter was struggling with in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Peter couldn't understand Paul. Job chapter 29, verse 6. He said, when I washed my feet, my steps with butter, then the rock will empty for me rivers of oil. When I wash my steps, if I am looking for oil, I should look for butter and use it to order my steps. What is butter? Proverbs 30, verse 33. The stirring of milk bringeth forth butter. If I trouble milk, I get butter. The churning of milk bringeth forth butter. Butter is inside milk, but it doesn't come out until you churn it. What is milk? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As sincere as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So what is milk? The word. What is butter? The depth of the word. If I get depth out of the word and guide my steps with the depths, I don't need to beg for oil. Who is the rock? The rock that followed them was Christ. Jesus, the rock, the anointed one with his anointing, will not give me drops of oil. He will give me rivers of oil if I am not lacking in butter. So, when the oil is on your head, your heart should be filled with insight. For example, what I shared with you earlier on, that anyone who carries the oil cannot die a careless death. Those are things to meditate on. Those are things to sleep on. Those are things to carry and pray in tongues with until they explode in your spirit. Until you are walking on the road like a flaming bomb, ready to be detonated on every devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The revelation of the word. Number two, the art of supplication. The art of supplication and intercession. There is a place called Gethsemane where Jesus prayed in Mark chapter 14, verse 32. Mark 14, 32. And he came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. Why does he pray at Gethsemane? Because the word Gethsemane means the place where the oil is pressed out. The press of oil. The press of oil. So the place of prayer is the place of the oil. Don't be prayerless. Be prayerful. Let prayer become everything and let everything become prayer. Carry a climate of prayer. When Paul said, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. The only thing you do without ceasing is prayer, is breathing. The only thing that happens for you without ending is your heartbeat. He said, pray like your heart beats. Pray like you breathe. Question is, how is it possible? Shakapaka, like for 24 hours. At times, people may think you are mad. But you pray berekatatiously. What do you do? Just Chiffini called it the spirit of prayer. When the heart is in a state of continual desire for God, continual desire for His will, expressed with the mouth or not expressed, it is in that state of persistent, tenacious, continuous desire for God, desire for His will on earth, desire for His purpose in your life, desire for His best. Your heart is literally locked up in God 24 hours. You open your mouth, you express it as frequently as you can. And when you cannot express it like Nehemiah or like Samuel's mother, her lips moved but nobody heard her words, then a state of continual prayer. A state of prayer. Am I communicating? When you are like that, when people come around you, they feel God. Because you are literally resident with God. Your heart is in a state of prayer, even if the prayers were not uttered. Am I communicating? What is the secret of the oil? Number three, the presence of God. My wife says, there is one way to know when daddy has come home. He tells herself and her people around you. So you will hear the sound. Is that the music was worship was playing from what he's carrying on his neck or hand? Or it was playing from his mouth? It's impossible to step in home and you are not aware. Shakobala yada yada prados. Hallelujah. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fears. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician. Can I tell you the story of how the songs began to come? I love songs so much, especially deep worship. Two reasons. I love them so much. In the university, I'll be playing Maranatha music, Hosanna Integrity, Vineyard, and all of them. And I'll be reading at the same time for 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. The music is on, the reading is on. I love to sing them. So when we got into ministry and we're about to, I wanted to do a song, a particular song, a worship song, deep worship song that I love so much. So we sent to the people who own the music right, or the person who wrote the music, said, want to sing so and so music. We said, I'll have to pay for it. We will acknowledge who owns the music. Oh yes, we'll still have to pay for it. Alright, how much are we going to pay for it? You should pay, I think it was $5,000 or $10,000 or something like that to release an album. And we are to produce at the most 5,000 copies. And I said, if the copies get exhausted and want to print more, what do we do? He said, you should return back and let's renegotiate. I said, wow. Alright, just forget about it, okay? And I pressed into God. Lord, we need songs. Can you just bless us with songs that can usher us into your presence? Then I also noticed that every time we want to sing a hymn, we have to go 300 years back. Rock of Ages cleared for me, just as I... Because that was when those kind of people were deep enough to receive such depth. Because spirituality is directly proportional to songology. It is. People can never release any song that is higher than their spiritual level. Every generation's song is a reflection of the depth of that generation. It's a reflection of the depth of the level of that generation. And with those two factors,
start flowing like water. Somebody say, how frequently? I said, it's possible to have 5 songs a day of depth like this and have up to 150 in a month. That is deliberately we slow down because there are so many songs and we haven't utilized them. Am I communicating at all? That climate of God's presence in worship, in fasting, in prayer, where you move and people feel something. The way you feel in the church, you yourself feel it in your house. That climate is a climate of the anointing. In Zechariah chapter 4 and in verse 12, please sit down. And I answered him again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? I'm seeing two golden pipes, and they are branches, but they carry pipe, and the oil is flowing out of them continuously. And he said, don't you know what this be? I said, no, my Lord. Then he said, he answered me, these are the two anointed ones. And what is the assignment? They stand by the Lord of the whole earth. They are not struggling to be pastors or preachers. They just stand by the Lord. If you will ask me, my greatest passion is to be with him. Preaching is a side effect. It's a side effect. It's an overflow. It's a byproduct. There are times coming out of the closet is a distraction. Am I communicating? They stand by the Lord. And because they stand by the Lord, their head couldn't lack oil. You stand too much with people. You talk too much with people. Chat, 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 chat. From night till morning. Facebook, notebook, earbook, iBook, handbook. YouTube, MeTube, UsTube, WeTube. Banzastic discussion. So how are you? Where are you living? Me, I'm in Nigeria. What did you eat last night? Have you heard of Akpu before? That is what we eat in Nigeria. Useless. What has no value to your life? There are many who are more at home with people than they are with God. Spend the time with God. You will realize that you will have less time to look for people. People will look for you. Not because I'm a pastor. I don't know the last time I waited for any human being endlessly. I pursued somebody one day to a program somewhere. I saw very heavy anointing on his life. I desired to relate with him, to be close. So I pursued, went. I was blocked. As a pastor, and as a pastor of Dunamis Church, even if it was 15 years ago, the person who was to introduce me to him knew me. Yes. After it didn't work, when I was quiet, the Lord said, everything you are looking for is in me. I can use any man as a channel to pass anything to you. But I am the ultimate source. Everything you will ever... I wrote it in the book. This book, Go In This Your Might. You read it, right? Everything you will ever need is in me. So I press into God. And in a short while, I saw everything that man I was pursuing. Then one day in my office in Area 1, somebody came to me and say, so and so person from so and so country said I should come and greet you and find out whether you will have the time to come and minister for him, the same person that I couldn't see. I said, let me check my schedule. When I checked my schedule was permissive. So I went. Preached 3 days in a stretch. The wife said, this man is my type of pastor. Word. The man himself could not recover. Well, I've preached for him again. After that, God said, what you are looking for is in me. I may use people as channels, but he remains the ultimate soul. And channel can disappoint. Haven't you tried to turn on your tap at times and it didn't flow? Channels can fail, but source is reliable, dependable. So spend less time on frivolities and spend more time on reality. Somebody say a loud amen. Stand up on your feet. You know the fourth point? Secret of the oil. The purity of the garment. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 8. It said, let your garments be always white so that your head will lack no ointment. You want the head to be oiled. The garment must be white. Don't be used to God and don't be used to sin. When the garment begin to get dirty, the oil begin to cease to flow. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Anything can be responsible. Somebody say, but I'm not in adultery or fornication or stealing. What of that terrible bitterness in which you can't greet your neighbor? It stains the garment. What of that insincerity and dishonesty? What of that unusual level of pride and arrogance? You don't have anything here to be proud. What of that flippancy where you are not reliable? What of the drugs? Lift up your hands. I need thee every hour, most precious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee, oh, bless me, oh, I say. I I need it. I hunger be dead. Father God.
While this song is on, everyone in need of surrender to Jesus, you want today to mark a new day for you. Pick your Bibles and your Bible and step forward here and let me pray for you. Everyone who say, Pastor, my life is not clean, my garment is not white, I want God to cleanse me, I want Him to make me whole, I want Him to deliver me, pick your Bibles and Bible and step forward here.
My song every day.
Sing my song every day.
After me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to receive help from you. I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Father, bless everyone here today. And I ask that the hold of sin be broken out of their lives. Fresh grace be released upon them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everywhere you are, bring out your bottles of oil. We are going the reverse order tonight, after which we'll take the communion. Fire, fire, fire. Fire fall on me, fire fall on me, fire fall on me, like the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me, like the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me.
Right on the day of Pentecost.
Lift it higher. I speak to that oil. First of all, the grace to see depths out of the word is released upon you now. The spirit of prayer and supplication is released upon you now. The art, A-R-T, art of supplication. By this release today, I decree. That's right. Fresh grace for prayer. Fresh presence of God.
In the name of Jesus.
And by the release of this anointing, grace to maintain the purity of the garment. Grace to maintain the purity of the garment.
Grace to maintain that purity of the garment is released upon you now.
You will not die like Saul. You will not die a careless death.
By the reason of this anointing, you will never be a victim of defeat and destruction in war.
You will never perish in the hands of your enemies.
You will never perish in the hands of those who hate you. By the reason of this anointing,
I declare the seal of divine untouchability.
Everywhere they see you, in the realm of the spirit, in the realm of the physical, in the realm of the natural, your life is a no-go area. Your life is a touch not mine anointed. In the name of Jesus.
Power to tackle enemy confrontation
is released upon you right now. I declare the release of the horn of strength on your head.
The atmosphere of divine presence will never be lacking around you. Preservation fire is released upon you. You will not lack divine direction.
Anytime you are not meant to travel, you will know. Anytime you are not supposed to go on a journey, you will know by the Spirit. Anytime you are in the company of wrong people, you will know. In the name of Jesus.
By the reason of this anointing, I declare the release of violent, rugged, aggressive faith and boldness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Everywhere this oil is poured, the fire shall flow. The fire of divine protection. The fire of divine preservation. The fire of divine defense. The fire of divine safety. At the entrance of your houses. At the entrance of your offices. At the entrance of your workshop. At the entrance of your shop in the market. Protection. Preservation. Defense. Jesus. Take a little of the onion. And when you do so, you remain standing. The lady with the crutch in the front here. Lady with the crutch in the front here. Listen to me. When it is time to anoint ourselves, after you have anointed yourself, begin to move. Right? The woman that they brought you, I don't know what is wrong with her. She too will begin to move. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body, today they will be flushed out.
Within this anointing session, instant miracles will happen. Instant healings will happen. instant deliverances will happen. The Lord showed me someone with a very disturbing headache, migraine or insanity headache that is going right now. A back affliction is going as well. That garment of fear is being set on fire. I see many people in sitting position like this. Tied. Destiny tied. Maritally tied. Financially tied. Career-wise tied. Just now as we pray and declare fire now, you will be untied and be released. That's right. Something is happening already. It's happening already. He showed me somebody that has a monitoring spirit, like a dog holding the cloth. That's what I saw like this. And just everywhere, preventing you from going where you are meant to go, and causing you bad luck and disfavor everywhere you go. Tonight, the Lord will destroy that devil, and you will be free. Lift your hands. Are you ready? Father, let it flow. Preservation, protection, divine deliverance, healing. Are you ready? Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. I command a broken bone to go and to be mended, and the pain to be healed. I command that insanity healed, blindness healed, deafness healed. Every affliction of the enemy, you are gone. In the name of Jesus, at the count of five, you place the hand on your head and scream, I receive. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, divine defense, divine protection, preservation. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I receive. At the count of five, you scream fire and place your hand on your head and begin to blast in tongues, and the fire shall flow and burn up everything that is not meant to be in your life, and establish around you the fire of divine preservation and protection. Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire burn. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, and fire. Protection fire. Let's go.
you the praise. We give you the honor. Wave your hands and give him the praise.